At this point, President-elect Barack Obama has named almost all of his choices for cabinet positions. Our commentator Andrei Kudrescu has been watching, and he thinks Mr. Obama hasn't done enough. Andrei's calling for the creation of new departments.
A Department of Common Sense. The job of this institution would be to help American workers identify with their socioeconomic status and regain awareness of their true interests, instead of thinking of themselves as middle class. This might take the extreme form of waking them up from the hypnotic state they were put in by Ronald Reagan, who convinced them that they were keepers of morality, not swindled suckers. I nominate Thomas Paine for secretary of this department, even if we have to wake him up from the dead. A most unconvincing state, by the way. A department for the defense of the English language from bankers. Unlike the French Academy that forbids the use of Anglicisms, this institution would safeguard words vulnerable to being turned into means of defrauding. For instance, the word to derive, which became the adjective derivative over the course of centuries, only to be recently transformed into the noun derivative, that became, very rapidly, the proctological instrument most Americans now call painful. The Department for the Defense of English Language from Bankers would ensure that bankers stick to numbers while leaving the language to poets and immigrants. A Department of Accuracy. This body would measure the true worth of things, such as the dollar. The job of the accuracy department would also be to figure out where the missing $99 went and who and what inflated it. This department would undertake a systematic study of all the things we are commonly agreed are worth a lot less than they were when we commonly agreed on them. I don't have time to list all the new departments, but briefly, we also need a department of unused resources intended to give children back the imagination stolen from them by the makers of sadomasochistic video games, and a department of peace. I suggest also that universities set up depression studies programs to teach students how to run a decent Hooverville.
Commentator Andrei Kudrescu, he edits the online journal Exquisite Corpse.